This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation. No, really, because it's kind of boring to be here all alone. So if you're not part of this, you're not involved in the chat rooms, in the Facebook feed, however it is you get information. So if you want to email me, you can email me at joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll up at therealside.com. And there's a lot happening there. But look, you know, Corey Duncan was in our last segment, last hour. And we were talking about schools and education and what have you. And I admonish you to check out his website. Check him out. Check his organization out. Because he'll get mad at me for saying this, but I'm sure he's not listening. He uses his own money to do this. All right? The Grassroots Conservative Association Group, he uses his own money to do this. He's not looking for your money. He's looking for your support. When I say he's looking for your support, he wants to help grow this in your community. And what this is, if you weren't paying attention, is he's opening up schools across the country that have patriotic / Christian viewpoint. Because we've lost the patriotism, we've lost the history of this country, and we keep watering it down more and more. And the Judeo-Christian history is part of our history. Frankly, we wouldn't have our history. We wouldn't be here without the Judeo-Christian history, without the Judeo-Christian push for this country. And I know some of you, your eyeballs just popped because you couldn't believe I said that. But you know what? Do your own homework. Figure it out on your own. I'm not a history teacher. I'm not here to teach you everything. Anyhow, always a pleasure. But the rest of you, always a pleasure to have with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation. Hey, I'm excited to have Barack Lori with me in studio. Now, he's been here a couple of times before, and I always enjoy when he's here with me. You've actually been remotely on with me, but you've actually been in the studio with me a couple times as well.
I have, and I've always loved it. It's been a lot of fun. In fact, this time I came up from the caravan, you know, I just raced ahead of the grand and the gang, and I'm telling you, it's kind of messy.
So you're offering your free services down there, are you?
Yes, that's what thank God I figure, you know, there's the porta-potties and anyway, it was so much fun,
wow.
But here I am anyway. I'm really excited about this.
Well, you look at, again, I love having a co-host from time to time, and then I'm open to have you guest host the show from time to time as well. I think you'll have a lot of fun.
I would be honored. That'd be great.
And you know, we've got a lot to talk about tonight because there's so much going on. We've got I think it's an election thing going on. I don't know. In about what, 5 days now? Six yeah. days? Because you've been counting down by the minutes, haven't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, in 5 days. Well, listen, let's just jump into this because I want to have some fun with this with you. 5 days. Do we keep it? Do we lose the House? I'll tell you what mine is in a minute, but do we lose the House, the Senate? What do you think?
I think that if we lose the House, we lose it by far less than the Democrats would have us believe. For one thing, I think we're going to keep the House.
Okay.
It'll be a bunch of surprises, and good surprises for the Republicans, because of 2016. It's very clear what has happened since 2016. I've got three different groups of people, different kinds of voters. We'll use Hillary as a basis, right? You've got the pro-Hillary voters who voted for Hillary because, you know what, that's what their family did. I'm not talking about the far-left crazy ones.
Right.
Then you've got the independents who may have voted for Hillary, may have voted for Trump at the last second. Really doubtful. We're a little bit worried about Trump, but whatever. And then you've got those who did vote for Trump, didn't know what they were voting for, but just knew they did not want Hillary in. I was one of those voters, by the way, but didn't know. I'm telling you that there's not one person in any of those three categories that would have voted for Hillary. In other words, many more people will lean toward Trump or the Republican brand in all of those three categories. It's very important. And that's why I say this is going to be a sweep, a wave. I just feel it in my bones, Joe.
Right.
What can I say?
I don't disagree with you. I had somebody on the show last night that does modeling. He doesn't do polling. He does modeling. So we were talking about this. And before he came on the show, I had the Senate at 57. Okay. Because I looked at the 27 seats that they have to support or they have to win back, if you will.
Right, right.
And majority of those seats are in the middle of the country. In the middle of the country where they've been, for 2 years, as they've been beating on Trump, they haven't told them what they're going to do. But what have they been saying as of late? We're going to sweep up your crumbs. Then we're going to take what's on your table away from you.
Right.
We're going to lighten your wallet. I mean, really, how are you going to win those seats back when you're telling those people that? And then the Kavanaugh thing threw them just... flush them down the toilet. You saw those double-digit leads end up almost at nothing. You've seen some of these races where they should have 8, 9, 10 points. They're down to 1, maybe 2 points. So I think after my conversation last night, I am sure we'll get 57. The fellow I had on last night thinks we'll hit 60.
Wow, that'd be great.
Hey, I'm with you, okay? And then as far as the House goes, I had said we would maintain the House around 223, 225. He claims it'll be anywhere from 225 to 228. So I think we'll keep the House. I think we keep the Senate. And I think Trump has his field day in January cleaning things up. What do you think?
I think you're 100% right. I mean, every time that there is going to be a race where the polls, especially the liberal polls, say that it's a really tight race, give it to the Republican. There's no way it's going to go to the Democrat. They have to, at this point, if they are... 10 or 15 points ahead, okay, maybe the Democrat will win. But not so if it's a really close race.
You know, Nancy Pelosi's already out there claiming victory. I don't know if you heard her speech.
No, it's funny.
Oh, we're all set. We're ready to go. We're ready to take power,
right.
Right after the election. Well, good for you, Nancy.
Yeah. just like Hillary said, she's going to expand the electoral map just days before, right?
I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back with Brock Lurie right after this. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. Weiner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Most of you aren't old. Well, maybe some of you are. We got a pretty old audience. Remember Route 66? Really cool. Really cool. You know, I remember the old Route 1 down in Massachusetts. I grew up on the East Coast. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, join the chat room. Give me your email address. That's the most important thing to me. I want your email address. I send out an email every once a week. I don't send it out once a day, once an hour, once every 2 days. I don't try to make you crazy. Once a week. Give you an idea what we're going to be talking about, some of the subjects that we're going to be discussing. thing. And we put our sponsors on. You got to help our sponsors out. You know what I mean? We don't stay on the air without sponsors. If you don't buy stuff from the sponsors, they don't stay with me. I don't stay with you. And you don't get to enjoy the lunacy every day for 3 hours. Anyway, I am Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Barack Lurie joins me. I'm having a good time with him. You probably would work better if I turned on your mic. Anyway, Barack's a former atheist who turned to God after using logic, science, and probabilities. You know what? I love listening to you. I listen to you every Sunday morning, by the way.
Thank you, Joe.
I got nothing else to do. I'm here with coffee. I love listening to you Sunday morning because of the way you approach religion. You approach these topics from a religious point of view. Your book, Atheism Kills, can be found where?
Amazon is the best source. It's always the best source.
Yeah,
nowadays,
right? I hate to say that.
And it's on the audiobook now, too, since we last spoke.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
I did it.
Oh.
I got a cute story to tell you really quickly. So it takes a long time to do an audiobook. People don't realize it's 300 pages. It's like 15 sessions. And you have to, you can't be doing the audio for more than an hour and a half at a time. So one day, I had a cold. And it was like my fourth or fifth session. And I called up my guy and I said, Bob, you can hear my voice. I think it sounds a little nasally. Is it okay? What do you think? Maybe we should skip it, postpone it. And he said, no, you sound great. Come on in. So I came on in and, I did it for an hour and a half and so. And then months passed. I finished up the rest of the book and everything else. Finally, the audiobook comes back. And I want to listen to it. I want to check it out. And then there it is, chapter 4. The real nasally sound. Like, Bob, why didn't you tell me? Oh man, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. All right, so let's get to what our wonderful, and I mean this, I'm not being sarcastic about this. I mean for real, what our president's doing.
Yeah.
Him talking about, in essence, suspending the 14th Amendment. It's not what he's talking about at all. What I've been telling my people now for the last couple of days is, listen, have you been paying attention to this man for the last 2 years? He's trying to put this back on Congress, get them to do their job, drive it into the courts, and finally get a decision made on this anchor baby issue. Do you agree and why?
Of course I agree. And why are we surprised? This is the same liberal party, the same leftist party, that proclaims that what he really meant was that when he said that there are good people on both sides is that he's saying that there are good Nazis out there and good white supremacists, which of course was not what he said.
No.
This is the same party that says that that he was claiming that all Mexicans are rapists and murderers, right? This is the same party that said that all Mexicans are animals, right? So why are we surprised when they say that he's trying to destroy the 14th Amendment? Because there's no way you can get around their interpretation. That's the problem. So now the 14th Amendment is not in any danger whatsoever.
No, I agree with you. And this is the only thing happening, right? That what's coming, the invasion force and anchor babies. Because North Korea has been firing off missiles on a regular. Oh wait a minute, no, they haven't.
Yeah, in Iran, they're just humming along in their economy and they're. We're just being destroyed, right? No, I guess not. No.
No. See, yeah. So you see what I mean? I mean, it's amazing how they're so focused on taking him down that nothing good that's happening, nothing good that's going on is being reported or even just discussed in an open discussion, is it?
Right. And I really wish that the Trump team would talk more about it, but they do. They do. I got to give them credit for it. It's just that the bites always seem to focus on the caravan, the Kavanaugh matter, and now this. So it's all about that. But the economy is so humming. Joe, I got to tell you, I am, for the first time in my memory, in adult life, so excited about a president. I mean, I am on the Trump train, and I love this train. I want to keep on going. And I every day I wake up and I think, what's next? It's so much fun. Whereas with Bush, and I prefer the younger Bush to the older Bush, of course, I just thought, okay, I hope he doesn't screw it up today. Every day, just are you going to screw up the policy? Are you going to get things done that you promised us you would get us to get done? Or are you going to be worrying more about what the Democrats think about you than what the conservatives think about you? You get the idea.
But
this Trump guy is different.
We went, that's, to your point, though, we went decades, and I mean decades, not expecting our politicians to do anything they said they were going to do.
Right.
Just take Jerusalem, just that one issue, Every president said, yes, it's the Capitol. Yes, it needs to be moved. By the way, pass the ketchup. You know,
right.
I mean, that's pretty much it, right?
So true.
And he went and he does it. I go, well, what are you doing? Oh, I don't know. I said I was going to do it. I thought it was the right thing to do because I said I was going to do it. Did I do something wrong?
It was supposed to be a lip service, man. Don't you know the drill?
God. And again, you look at this stuff. You've got this. I love how MSNBC, ABC, CBS, ABC, DEFG, they're all saying, well, there's no invasion force here. There's no major. There's, you know, we've got to help these people out. I know somebody's going to throw something at me. They were offered asylum. They were offered jobs, food, medical treatment. And now and they turned it all down.
In Mexico.
Why would you turn it all down?
Yeah.
This is the closest thing to your culture.
Right.
Why would you turn it down?
Right.
Unless something else was driving you.
Oh, I wonder what. What are you circling around there, Joe? I don't know. It's really fascinating. You're 100% right about that. It's very concerning that they feel that this is just, a nice group of people. Let's take care of them. Well, okay, come on. Let's say, and this is the ultimate decision that Trump must face because he realizes the end game here. He has to stop this caravan. He has to stop every single one of them. He cannot even let's say, 200 of them in.
No.
Because
right.
If he does so, well, then there's another caravan coming next week. And so on for the rest of his presidency. They'll know exactly the game plan to pull, and he just can't afford that.
Don't you wish that you were so broke and so destitute and so hungry that you had new sneakers, a new backpack, and
yes,
good clothes, and smartphones, and brand new flags from the country you came from to wave as you head to America? Don't you wish you were that broke?
That's really funny. That's really funny. Yeah, why are they holding these flags, right?
Thank you.
Oh, wait, what's up with that? I mean, if you hate this country so much and you're seeking political asylum from us, no less, why would you, raise that flag? I mean, it's like Jews leaving Nazi Germany, holding the swastika flag. I mean,
and doing a Hail Hitler.
Yeah,
Hail Hitler, right?
What's up
with that? It makes no sense. My guy, forgive me, but what I always like to say is you can't smoke enough crack for that to make sense. Anyway, we're going to go for a break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm happy to be with you, too. Brock Lurie's with me. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is one of the most important elections of our lifetime. This election will decide whether we build on an extraordinary prosperity that we've achieved, probably the greatest economy in the history of our nation.
President Trump holding a Make America Great Again rally in Columbia, Missouri, where Republican Josh Hawley running against incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill. A Fox News poll has them tied as of Halloween on October 31st. The president talking about his top priority, securing the border and not allowing people in the caravan into our country.
Did you see how tough these young men, strong, tough, what they did to the police, the Mexican police, in breaking through the border? These are tough people, and we're not letting them into our country. They're not coming in illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Please answer the question.
Anything unless I have listeners. We're going to be getting a little twist on this song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up to the website, because I love when you go up there. You know, hit the website, give me your email address. But most of all, head over to the store. I want you to buy a coffee mug. I keep telling you. Oh, it's gone. Oh, yeah, it's getting refilled. I keep telling you, everything tastes better in a TRS coffee mug, all right? There's no guarantee. If it doesn't taste better, I still keep your money. You keep the mug. But I'm telling you, to me, it tastes a lot better in the mug. And then you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that they've taught you to be afraid of, all the things that the left, who says they hate labels, has labeled a guy like me. Very confusing. I'm not the smartest
and
guy.
And Joe, I read your book, by the way. It's fantastic. I read it a while ago. And it is so much fun. Yeah. I mean, it's perfect. Everyone should read this book.
I appreciate it. The other book, everybody, if they only have two books,
yes,
they have to have Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and they have to have Atheism Kills by Barack Laurie. And you know, Barack, I love it. I listen to people when they call your show on this issue.
Uh-huh.
And then I've had people write me emails or write other stuff to me, too, about this stuff. And what do you mean, atheism? You mean atheists are out there killing people all over the place? I mean, explain yourself, sir.
I would change the title to Atheists Kill. I didn't say that. I said atheism kills, right? The notion is just like communism kills, right? Mm-hmm. If you're a communist and you like communism, you understand why I'm saying communism kills, right? So that's the danger of communism. And likewise, atheism as a principled ideology is a horrific principle, and it kills. It always has.
You know, I love these people who think that communism / socialism / whatever would work. We need to look at that, really. And I say, really? Because the first time you say our government sucks or the president is a buffoon, you probably, the last thing you'd hear is a gunshot. That
right.
would be it, pretty much, okay?
Yes, right.
And other people who are applauding you being drug out to the parking lot to also meet the same demise, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. They have no concept of where freedom came from. The notion of democracy and freedom itself came from, wait for it, The Judeo-Christian mindset.
Oh, no. Yes. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Yeah,
you can't
bring
religion
first,
into
folks.
This, really?
Yes.
There you go.
That's true. Yeah, the Catholics and the Protestants were the ones who really developed democracy as we think about it. I mean, freedom, the notion of freedom, of course, is from Judaism, which is shared by both Christianity and Jews, of course. But the notion of democracy, all the things we enjoy today, thank you, Christianity.
So,
it's so basic.
As you
and I say this as a Jew, right? I love. I mean, I'm a very devout Jew. I'm not a Messianic Jew or anything else like that. But we need more Christians out there. And we need Christianity to flourish in America.
But you, well, thank you for that. But you were a devout atheist before this, were you not?
Yes,
I was.
Notice
how I said that, a devout atheist.
I was. You know what? It's a good point. I was a devout atheist. I held to my beliefs religiously. And I can still today out atheist any atheist.
I like that.
It's true. I mean, they started arguing, and I just put it on. I said, let's pause this. It's not a good argument. Let me help you. Okay? Here's what you need to say. It's as if I'm the tennis coach, and I hop over the fence, or the net, and then I grab their arm, and I said, no, this is the way you hold your racket now, okay? If you really want to get through me, right, this is the way you do it. And then I hop back over the fence, and I wait for them to hit the ball. that's what I can do for another atheist.
Yeah. See, and that's what I love about the book. Somebody who's come to God from atheism, now you've written the book. It's not like you're guessing, because you've been there.
I've been there.
You've been through the whole thing, and you know, and again, I'm not trying to be mean to atheists, but you know, the deal is this: when you don't have God, when it's you are the ultimate supremo being.
Yeah.
Boy, what a boring life.
Oh, it's right. It's terrifying too. Boring and terrifying. Like, yeah. What's the point of it all? And I'm supposed to find some sort of point to make sense of this.
Yeah.
And then you have to say, we're going to leave all of this society and you know, progress and civilization to humans? Oh, I don't think so.
We are an evil group. No.
We got to make rules up the wazoo. We should have a political party that just imposes a lot of regulations all the time. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. That's what they do.
It's the reason our founding fathers didn't want a dictatorship, which is why, you know, they have the different branches of power, because they knew, left to our own, we would have blew this thing up years ago, and again, we would have ended up in a dictatorship where it would have been just as bad as the place they came from.
Right.
You know,
right.
They knew how evil the heart of man was. They even talk about it in their letters to each other.
Yeah.
And I wish people would do that. I wish people would start reading the letters that the founding fathers were writing to each other,
right,
instead of just reading, you know, some of the official paperwork of the government. It's just, it just drives me nuts. Okay, you blew over something pretty fast. We hadn't talked about this before, but I heard a number the other day that I think 25 or 30 years ago, almost 70% of our Congress were military vets. They had some kind of military training. Today we're down at 17%.
Yeah.
All right, me personally, not a vet, but I think that's our problem. We don't have people in Congress that have seen oppression, have seen real communism at work, socialism at work, have freed those people who loved seeing the Americans come in to free them. And I think that that's a major part of what's wrong with this country and our legislative body today.
That's a really great point. It's one way of seeing how the rest of the world sucks. It's true,
it is.
Right? I mean,
I
hate to use that phrase. I mean, but it's true that let's call a spade a spade. The rest of the world, with very few exceptions, including England and Israel, for example, and Australia, sucks. And when people talk about you know, political asylum and all these things that we're talking about, the caravan and otherwise, you know, when I was a kid, I was 10 years old. I loved this country right away, and I thought to myself, hey, you know, the answer to the world's problems is to have every other country adopt our constitution and our government system, and wouldn't that be great? And then, you know, I thought for many years after that, okay, that was childish, that's silly. And then, you know, I reached the ripe age of 40 or so, and I say, you know what? I think I was right. I was really right. And you know what? I think everyone else agrees with me. These people... And the caravan, they agree with me.
Well,
you know why? You know why I know?
Ginsburg doesn't agree with you, but go ahead.
Yeah. But the reason why I know is they're coming here.
That's right.
Right. I mean, they're coming from all over the world. They want our way of life. Okay. So somehow it's our obligation, Joe, you understand, to open up our borders. See, that's the question. That's the issue. Shall we open our borders? How much should we let them in? And things like that. Now, how about this for an idea? How about we export our values, our government system, to these other countries and say, here's how you do it. And then you might actually enjoy your croissant and your foie gras and all that stuff on your own.
Oh, you just fed me, so you don't even know what's going on in my head right now, okay? We should round up every NFL player that took a knee because of the oppression of this country. And we need to rush them down to the border before those poor, poor people get here.
Right.
So that we can oppress them as well. And they need to warn them of the oppression of this country and help them turn around and send them back.
You don't want to be here, man.
Because, you know, because if you run faster than me, you can only make $16 million a year.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, my God. They've had it too easy, too long. You know, my aunt is 82 years old, and she tells the story how she came here on the boat.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, not over the river, not past the guards or whatever. They came here on the boat. And she says, you know what? They don't understand. The American, she's an American. She considers herself American. But she says, the Americans don't really understand what they have here.
Yeah.
Too many years of peace. Now, she doesn't want violence. But too many years of peace, too many years of prosperity. Look, we suffer from obesity in this country.
Right. Right.
Right?
Yeah. It's a problem of excess. I mean, it's a little bit like Einstein. I always wondered about how he perceived the rest of the world, right? He was a brilliant mind,
oh,
and he came up with all these amazing theories and such like that, and mathematical equations. But all he knew in his own brain was the way he thought. So it would be reasonable for him to think that everyone else thought the same way that he did. And why aren't they thinking the same way? But what do you mean you can't understand that E equals MC squared? So same thing with Americans in America, because all they know, for many Americans, is the way, American way of life, which is not perfect.
No.
You know, you get a hangnail every once in a while, right? And so, but from their perspective, you know, bad things are happening here. So, but they have no idea how good they have it.
No, but think about this. In most countries, you don't go to a drive-thru, not unless they allow donkeys to go through there. I mean, they just you don't have the resources we have, right?
Yeah.
People just don't realize how hard it is to get things like shoes and even toilet paper and all of that on a regular. You know, we go to the supermarket. It's an excess. We go to the supermarket. They're throwing things away because they've been there 2 days too long, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you know what that music means. Anyhow, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Back more with Barack Lori right after this.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Only happy thoughts on this show. Now, there's a movie that could not be made today. Yeah. Okay, there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's a movie.
You're so right.
The pickets around. I mean, some of the language that was used, some of the innuendos are.
There's no way.
Oh, my God. And Mel Brooks, he would have been drummed. You know, you're listening, by the way, see, I love when I do this. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I'm going to just jump right into it. Barack Lorie joins me, author of Atheism, not Atheists, so don't write me, don't yell at me. Atheism Kills, a great book. You got to get your hand. Again, the only two books you need to have in your library is Atheism Kills and Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Anyhow, Mel Brooks, Don Rickles. I mean, these guys would not have a career if they were starting, if they started in the last decade, would they?
Oh, yeah, or Bob Hope. I mean, my favorite
Bob
one.
Hope, yeah.
I mean, just the comments he would make about women and how hot they were and things like that. Oh, just it's ridiculous. No, everything has changed, and most for the worse.
Yeah.
You know, I had a taxi cab driver. He was very liberal, I discovered very quickly, and he wanted to get into it with me a little bit. I didn't quite let him know where I stood. And I said a very simple question for him. Do you think that all change is good? And he said, I think so. And I said, really, you think that it's good when students swear at their teachers and you know, I mean, is that good for you? All these different things I started, you know, decoding for him. And he said, I never thought of it that way. But most people, a lot of the changes that we're dealing with, only a few of them are good. I, you know, certainly technology-wise, everything is great. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the social changes. By and large, they're pretty bad. There's a lot less freedom than there was. The way they treat boys and men is horrible. I don't think feminism has helped women whatsoever. I think it's hurt everyone. It's hurt women and men, but other than that, I think it's a great idea. And you know, and then of course the whole you know, animosity between the left and the right, and then the godlessness that we always talk about. Very little change has been good. I just don't see it.
You know, I ask people all the time when we get into this God conversation. You know, you don't like my God, you don't like your God, you know, whatever, however you put it. And then, you don't have to call them this, but I call them the freedom from religion freaks, okay? Because anybody who sees a cross and starts going to an epileptic fit, there's a lot more going on than the cross there, okay?
Yeah.
So, and they seem like they have to be like, they have to spearhead the process in every little town they run through and see something that doesn't make any sense to them from a religious standpoint. But if you don't have somebody at the top, for lack of a better way of putting it, who's in charge?
Yeah.
Who lays out the moral values? There's 8 billion of us on the planet. Do we have 8 billion different belief systems or rules? My God, can you imagine how that would go?
Yeah, it's true. You might as well have, you know, everyone develop their own language, right? And so, you know, the word mug for you, coffee mug, means, you know, what you think it means, and I think it means, you know, a telephone pole. I mean, come on. It's like we need to have some sort of common language and to some extent, a common morality. So this notion that you'll just figure it out by yourself is laughable.
Yeah. That works out well, doesn't it?
Yeah, but even they, that's the funny thing is, they think that you'll necessarily come to the same conclusions. Okay, but if that's the case, well, then there is a standard moral code somewhere. It's just that you're just finding it on your own. But why not just develop the code that says the same thing that you believe is natural? Why are you running away from religion when religion is codifying what you think is natural? So let's all join hands and be kumbaya.
Well, you know, we don't need a dictionary anymore, right? I mean, remember when you were a kid and you'd use a word you didn't know quite what it was, and mom go, you see that book? Go get that book and look it up.
Right, right.
You know? But now they throw out these terms. They have no clue as to what they mean. I mean, racism. Look at how they use racism. It 80% of the time, no bearing on really what racism is. Fascism. The fascists are using the word fascism.
Right, exactly. Right? Yeah, I mean, in their favor. Yeah, that's right. Oh, boy. McCarthyism. It's, you know, even some basic words out there, they just, the notion of liberal, for example. I find that very funny. You know, and they talk about general ideas that have no basis in reality. For example, like the three-fifths compromise in the Constitution, you know, deeming that blacks will be counted as a three-fifths of a person for voting purposes or for census purposes. Well, you know, that means that, you know, that Americans were so racist against blacks. No, on the contrary.
That's right.
Exactly opposite.
Go ahead, tell them.
I mean, the whole purpose of the three-fifths compromise was to ensure that the South didn't have as much power.
That's right.
They wanted to take it, minimize, dilute their power as possible. Otherwise, they would have far more representation in Congress.
Well, if the plantation owners, I tell people, see, they don't believe this stuff. If the plantation owners had 100 slaves, then they would get 100 votes for all intents and purposes.
Right.
Right? I mean, right. It really
somebody else was voting
the power.
For them.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but people need, this is what I'm saying, people need to read, and not your Twitter feed. They actually need to read a book. They actually need to read history.
So true.
And, all right, so let's get to this thing that I actually stuck my foot in earlier this week, but I don't really care because people need to think about this. So on Saturday, a horrendous act of a hateful person went in and killed a bunch of Jewish people who were, and let's look at, just take the Jew part of it out, okay?
Sure.
He went in and shot up a house of worship where Americans were exercising their free right to worship and speech, okay?
Right.
We should be just crazy about that. So what happens? Mainstream media gets a hold of it, and now this is right-wing hate. And they went in, and it's all about anti-Semitism and how they went in looking at Jews. However, this is where I got in trouble. Louis Farrakhan gets a pass on this all the time. He compares the Jews to termites, says they're stupid, and consistently talks about how they need to be exterminated, and Billy Bob Clinton is there worshiping with him at what's her name's funeral. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I must be high all the time because none of this stuff makes sense to me.
Well, they all say this. I mean, Jesse Jackson says similar words. Al Sharpton, of course. Then you even have Hillary Clinton with Hymetown or Bill Clinton. I forget who said that. No, it's Jesse Jackson. And
Hillary's recent, they all look...
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Oh, my God.
And you know, the funny thing is, look, and I'll give her a pass on that because she didn't actually mean it that way.
Right.
But had Trump said it...
Bingo!
You bet they would be all over that forever. Just like, the good people on both sides.
Right.
So it goes on and on like this. I think you're right. First of all, it's disgusting that they see this shooting, this horrific, which, by the way, is the biggest slaughter, anti-Semitic slaughter in American history.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that that's the biggest one. I mean, you know, I guess you can take that for with, you know, in perspective. But nevertheless, it's the biggest anti-Semitic slaughter. And the first thing the Democrats think is, how can we use this politically? Because, you know, the midterms are coming up really really close. We've got to do something here. So they turn it around. Even though this schmuck, this monster, was an anti-Trump guy
right.
who made it super clear that he hated Trump, that he thought that the Jews had Trump in their pocket and that they were manipulating him like a puppet. But nevertheless, he was influenced by him. You see, Joe. Yeah. Don't you know?
You.
I mean, right is wrong and right is left and
Tammy,
up is down.
What are you putting in my coffee? Because obviously, it's thinking different.
It's crazy, right? Yeah. So, but this is no surprise. And I thought when that news came out that he was actually anti-Trump, I thought, okay, well, you guys should hang your head in shame. But don't worry, you don't have to because we won't make you hang your head in shame because
no.
we know that this is the work of one madman who is just crazy, and that's that. Okay. And there's nothing more to do than that. And no, it does not reflect an increasing rise in anti-Semitism. It doesn't. And I say this as a Jew, okay, who knows a lot of people who have had relatives die in the Holocaust and everything else. There's not a rise in anti-Semitism. To say that is offensive because there's real anti-Semitism going on in France and virtually all over the Middle East.
Yeah.
So.
And in our colleges here, all across the country, we do stories about it all the time.
Yeah. That's where the real anti-Semitism is.
Yeah.
And it's coming from the left. It's coming from the radical Muslims. And unfortunately, there are many, many of them. They seek to destroy all Judaism and kill every Jew. I mean, literally, I thought it might have been a radical Muslim who had shot them up because that's exactly what they would have said. Kill all the Jews, right? That's what he said. But the fact that they try to exploit this for a political advantage just because they can, it's so bizarre to me. Everything is political. Just everything. There's no nothing can escape their political grasp, including the NFL.
But if you not kidding. Well, look at if you really think about it, these godless people, there is no good and evil, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there really isn't.
Right.
They decide in their little group, you know, at the Situation Room, you know, they decide in their little group what is good or what's not so good. You know, you never
right.
The only time you ever hear them use the word evil is when they talk about a right wing conservative Christian. Then you're evil.
Well, for sure. You know, but you bring up a really great point, Joe. You know, everyone walks around in life, you know, seeing the world in their perspective. For example, you might be an advocate of yachting. You might, you know, you're a yacht person. This person's not a yacht person, right? You might be a bowler. He's a bowler and he's a non-bowler, right? And, you know, I'm Jewish and there are Gentiles, right? There are the Mormons and people who are not Mormon and so forth down the line. You and I probably see the world very similarly. There are those who have, you know, understand that God rules, God is in charge, and those that are not. For the Democrats, it's all about power, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they see everything in terms of Democrats, the liberal side, and conservatives on the other side. That's why they are constantly seeing everything as an agenda item to pursue.
Well, Barack, we're out of time, but I usually don't do this. You're staying for the next hour.
All right.
We hit his keys, and we duct taped them in the chairs. I can't go far. Hey, I'm Joe Senior host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Heat up your coffee. Don't get a drink, and come on back.